Almost any new job begins with a tour, and Ball State President Jeff Mearns' first day was no exception. He says 3 to 4 hours of his time on Monday was spent meeting people in classrooms and the school's libraries.
I believe before I can contribute in a meaningful way to a vision for the future of the institution, I have to know the people that have created this very solid foundation first.
Mearns says he'll continue to do a lot of that in his first weeks, meeting with students, faculty, alumni, donors, and the Muncie and Delaware County community at large. Mearns has spent time in the administration of two other universities and says these institutions have a moral obligation to support the community.
This institution, as I learned more about it, it was built by the people here in Muncie and in Delaware County. It was their dreams and their financial investments that created the foundation that we've inherited. Now we know that Muncie and Delaware County are facing some challenges. I'm not as familiar as others are, but it's evident to me that there's some challenges, and I believe it's now our turn. It's our turn to make investments in terms of time and effort and ideas.
One of the big plans Mearns has for his first year is to craft a new strategic plan for the university, which has seen much change over the last several years. Its last plan, called the Cardinal Commitment, was written in 2015 by then-President Paul Ferguson. But he left office after a year and a half under circumstances that still cannot be discussed because of a legal agreement between him and the Ball State Board of Trustees. Ferguson's strategic plan has 18 goals to accomplish by 2018, the school's centennial year. Mearns says while he's still learning about the school, he knows his strategic plan will be more focused.
Now, I don't know what those 3, 4, or 5 goals are yet, but I think you'll see when we develop the plan going forward, I think you'll see a little bit more strategic focus. I think most people, reasonable people, understand that not all of their ideas will necessarily be reflected in the plan, but they have to be respected. And so we're going to begin the process, continue the process of communicating better by doing some listening. And then I'm sure there will be times when I'll make decisions that that some folks won't agree with. That's the nature of the business. That's the nature of a diverse community, right? My view is that what we aspire to do is then to simply communicate the rationale for those decisions, and people can understand.
While the man with 5 children in their 20s knows how to navigate social media, he says his favorite way to listen and engage is in person. He wants Ball State students to say hello on campus or even visit him in his office.
The people who work with me in the office will know that they're supposed to come in and get me so I can say hello. Because I need to know who they are, why they came here, what they hope to achieve, what they want their university to be.
And if, on a sunny week like this, you stop and say hello with ice cream, know this. Jeff Mearns only eats chocolate chip ice cream.
I don't eat any other flavor of ice cream than chocolate chip. maybe a piece of maybe vanilla ice cream on a piece of apple pie.
In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.